You know what time it is.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, my timeline, just a couple of news stories that caught my eye today.
It's popping, your timeline's popping.
So we at Fox 5 covered these videos that went viral showing kids basically in handcuffs at the hands of D.C. police. And it just sparked outrage because why should a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old be in handcuffs, right? Well, now D.C. police will no longer handcuff children under 12. It's a new policy that they just put into place. So I see the look on your face, Mark.
It seems like that would have been something.
That should have been standard.
Right? Yeah. What is this, 1900? I mean, what the heck?
Now, what were these kids, like, doing?
I mean, nothing, like, sitting on a car or doing something else. I'm not really sure why they felt the need to restrain these kids in that way. But it happened a couple of times, and, they've reversed it now. So that's the good news, right?
That's good news. Yes.
Okay. All right. We're all still, of course, trying to wrap our minds around the incredible fact that we're living in a world without NBA great Kobe Bryant today. Mm. But in the meantime, the National Portrait Gallery, they are featuring a Kobe portrait. I'm not sure how I feel about the portrait. I don't know if it captures who he was necessarily, but it is in the in memoriam display at the Portrait Gallery. So check the picture
out. Love it,
I don't necessarily love it.
But that was kind of quick, though.
Well, it's in the, of course they would have, and now it's just featured.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know what I mean? So, also locally, a vigil will be held for the NBA start. It's going to be Friday at the African American Civil War Memorial at 5 p.m. You do need to RSVP for it.
And again, it's just a side note, I heard somebody just say, don't get totally absorbed in this if you can, because it can trigger certain emotions.
Oh, right.
So, because it's everywhere on social media. It's everywhere. So especially for the young people, try to give your kids kind of back off if they can, because they say it can really kind of send you down a path.
Let me ask you guys, how have you guys been dealing with your kids with this?
She now is
our middle child.
Yeah. Skylar now is like, I thought about it. I think it did remind me of a lot of loss that I had. And so we had long conversations about it.
And they've had a lot of loss. They lost their grandparents.
All three grandparents. Like two years.
Be aware, parents, and don't if your kids are having a situation, don't overreact. Just kind of listen to them and talk to them.
Listen and try to talk it through, or get some help if you really need to. Last but not least, in a remarkable move, some say of arrogance, D.C. Former Councilman Jack Evans, who represented Ward 2, longest-serving councilman, who resigned amid ethical scandal or what have you. He is now planning to run for the seat that he resigned from, and also in the special election that he basically forced because he had to resign before being expelled from office.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that? What's your thoughts on that, Allison?
I think that, it's just it's super tone deaf. I think it does show an arrogance. I think it shows a snarkiness. I think that D.C. politics are moving forward without this kind of corruption, hopefully in the future, and I think this is, it's just arrogant move in my opinion, which I don't like to give about news, but
here's my thing. Now we host different events, we all do as radio people, and people will be like, shout out, mention so and so. My thing is this: if you're an elected official and they don't know who you are, then you ain't doing your damn job. And you know what, I'm sick of saying your name if you're not, people don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? So the same thing.
Or you're
with this.
There for the shine.
Yeah.
Did
they demand you back? Did they ask you to come back?
No, the question that I was going to ask. No. Is he running because everybody,
he's running because he doesn't feel like he should have been removed. And so, that's the only way you would do it. He was removed. He resigned before he could be removed. Now he has now filed paperwork to run again. Sir, you were going to be removed, and you know it. So.
And they work for us.
He doesn't
us.
Feel like he should
People
have been
People have
removed.
To realize they work for us. Elected officials are not celebrities. They're not stars. They're not special. They work for us. They're only special if they accomplish those goals that you, the people who put them in office, have asked for.
Like our president, right?
And Jack Evans, if you're listening, call us.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Come through.
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.